All right, welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That gentleman in the lower box next to me is professional scrum trainer Todd Miller. We teach all of the scrum.org wonderful courses that help teams hopefully solve complex adaptive problems or something like that, right, Todd?
Something like that.
Cool. And speaking of some of those complex adaptive problems, I think relationships fall into that category pretty well, don't you, Todd?
100% relationships, collaboration, all the stuff we're going to be talking about this week, really.
And, you know, speaking of relationships, don't forget to like and subscribe to these videos, right? Cement that relationship with Agile for Humans. Make sure you never miss a video. Leave your comments below. We want to hear what you think. Did this video help? What would you like to hear about next? Pretty good tie-in there, right, Todd?
Sure is.
Today, though, the relationship we really want to dig into after you've liked and subscribed, how does a Scrum Master and Product Owner collaborate? Right, that's the big idea here, Todd. What are your thoughts on this?
So we run an activity like this a lot, right? And we're going to explore some of these relationships and how they collaborate. And so we're interested in how they collaborate and what might happen if they don't collaborate, right? Ryan, I really like how you describe this as like a ride or die relationship, right? Yep. As Scrum Master and the Product Owner, although they're coming from two different vantage points with the accountabilities, right? They should be working together in conjunction with one another. So it's just some really interesting things here that this class came up with around how they might collaborate. There's some really tactical stuff here about Scrum and the goals. And then there's other things about fostering a healthy team, right? And how they can collaborate to do that. Product backlog refinements mentioned in this board. I don't know. What else do you see?
You know, I always go back to the Scrum Guide on stuff like this. And it always, it strikes me as just super awesome that the Scrum Master, their accountabilities are laid out in types of service. And of course, the Scrum Master serves the product owner, you know, and in several ways. And our teams in the class picked out a lot of clear ideas that relate back, you know, techniques for effective goal creation, product backlog management, clear and concise, transparent backlog items, empirical product planning, stakeholder collaboration. You know, all of these things are great ways that a Scrum Master helps a product owner. And you can see a lot of these up here with product backlog refinement and relationship between PO and devs and healthy Scrum team, accountabilities, goal setting. And it's great how, you know, those shine through. And those are the things that I really look for. Do we understand the levels of service and what that at a core, what that looks like? And I think the big items, you know, we've really hit, and our students, you know, did a nice job here.
Yeah. And that starts me to kind of go and look at like what happens if they don't collaborate. And so this might be a good gut check for you to see where you're at with your relationship with your product owner, because we see, and we wrote about a lot of that in the book, right? What happens when a product owner and a Scrum Master don't really collaborate, but anything from goals not being met, right? To users' needs being ignored. Maybe you don't have the right there's something mentioning stakeholders here, unable to collaborate with stakeholders, or maybe not even knowing who the stakeholders are, right? And so that's all. We've experienced this quite a bit. I mean, we have actually seen it. We were teaching a class once, and we saw where Scrum Masters and product owners were actually arch rivals with one another. Yeah. It really should not be that way, right? So what impact is there if they don't collaborate is just as interesting as a question as how they do collaborate together, right?
Well, and you can see some of the impacts are pretty severe.
Yeah.
You know, the sprint goal may not be achieved. The focus moves away from value. I'm not so concerned. I mean, Scrum not being followed is important, but man, you see that value focus missing and no delivery, no ability to facilitate productively with stakeholders. Yeah, zombie Scrum is a great way to put it. It's a good edit, right? Shout out to Barry and Chris, the liberators. Poor product goals. And so what you lose is what I think really happens here, Todd, when the Scrum Master and product owner do not collaborate well, or at all, transparency just plummets. And that's a huge part of it. And that means well understood. Things are the goals are, product goal and sprint goal are no longer well understood. Product backlog and sprint backlog are not well understood. The stakeholder needs and inputs and collaboration is not well understood. That transparency is just busted. And so when people say, why is it so important that the Scrum Master's, the accountabilities are performed by two different people and that those two different people are collaborative. And I think the board paints the picture. How could one person provide that kind of service to themselves?
Yeah.
They can't. I mean, a lot of the times, Todd, I know we've talked about, you know, you've had a scrum master who would be a sounding board, who would be a person who would make space for you to think, who would be that partner who would help you, you know, work through some really challenging stakeholder issues. You can't do that alone.
You can't. And you know what, too? Like, I've mentioned this a couple times, and I've really like tried to figure it out if it's possible. But I truly don't believe that you can facilitate and participate at the same time.
Yep.
And so if you're in an event with stakeholders, I've oftentimes used or had my scrum masters be there to help facilitate the conversation because I wanted to be an active participant in it. And so I think that's a really big underrated thing that a scrum master can work with their product owner on and facilitating so that they can participate in conversations with their stakeholders for events or meetings or things like that. Same with the customers. So just another way that we can help our product owners that I think is really important.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, Todd. And we'd like to hear your points. So let us know in the comments, what do you think about this idea of collaboration? The necessity, have we overstated it, understated it? What have you seen out there? Leave us some comments. Let us know. Drop your questions. Your questions end up turning into videos. We love that. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any future videos. We drop a lot of content. It'd be a shame if you missed it. The socials are there. Check us out. We're very active and sometimes even argumentative on LinkedIn and Twitter. Some videos should be popping up. The YouTube algorithm thinks you'll like them. We do too. For Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. If you're not getting along with your Scrum Master or your product owner, take a moment. Just go up and say hello. See if you can repair that a little bit. The relationship's important and can lead to some great things. Have a good day, everybody.
See you.